Chapter 6. Let as many bondmen as are under yoke count their own masters worthy of all honour.
That
the name of God and the teaching be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but let them the rather serve them with subjection, because they are faithful and beloved, who profit by the good and ready service rendered. These things teach and exhort. If anyone teach differently, and do not accede to sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the teaching which is according to piety, he is puffed up, knowing nothing, but sick about questions and disputes of words, out of which arise envy, strife, injurious words, evil suspicions, constant quarrelings of men corrupted in mind, and destitute of the truth, holding gain to be the end of piety. But piety with contentment is great gain. For we have brought nothing into the world, it is manifest that neither can we carry anything out. But having sustenance and covering, we will be content with these. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many unwise and hurtful lusts, which plunge men into destruction and ruin. For the love of money is the root of every evil, which some, having aspired after, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, piety, faith, love, endurance, meekness of spirit. Strive earnestly in the good conflict of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which thou hast been called, and hast confessed the good confession before many witnesses. I enjoin thee before God, who preserves all things in life, and Christ Jesus, who witnessed before Pontius Pilate the good confession, that thou keep the commandments spotless, irreproachable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in its own time the blessed and only ruler shall show, the King of those that reign, and Lord of those that exercise lordship, who only has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen nor is able to see, to whom be honour and eternal might. Amen. Verse 17. Enjoin on those rich in the present age not to be high-minded, nor to trust on the uncertainty of riches, but in the God who affords us all things richly for our enjoyment, to do good, to be rich in good works, to be liberal in distributing, disposed to communicate of their substance, laying by for themselves a good foundation for the future, that they may lay hold of what is really life. O Timotheus, keep the entrusted deposit, avoiding profane, vain babblings and oppositions of false-named knowledge, of which some, having made profession, have missed the faith. Grace be with thee. End of Paul's first letter to Timothy.